Shabbos passed. Shabbos was Shabbos Parshas Vayikra. And it is the Shabbos before, basically the Shabbos before Pesach, as the next Shabbos is already Erev Pesach. So in Parshas Vayikra, the Torah HaKadosha introduces to us the whole concept of karbonos, of sacrifices. And every year, we read Parshas Vayikra before Pesach, and there's definitely no accident. And we need to understand why are karbonos the introduction to the Yontif of Pesach. We find that karbonos and Pesach are very interconnected with each other, as we find that the mitzvah that the Rabbeinu Shleilam gave us as we were leaving Mitzrayim, and then the mitzvah to commemorate Pesach, and the reason why it's called Pesach, is all a result of the Korban Pesach, the Pesach sacrifice. So Korban is very much attached to the Yontif of Pesach, and we need to understand what is the connection between the Yontif of Pesach and Karbonos. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that Bizman Shel Beis HaMikdash Kayim, as long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Mizbeach Mechaper Al HaAdam, the altar in the Beis HaMikdash atoned for a person. Ve'achshav, but now She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, now that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Shulchanai Mechaper Alav, a person's table atones for him. That's the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos. And we all understand how a Mizbeach atones for a person. But how is it that a person's table, how does that atone for a person? We say in the Haggadah, and Chazal tell us, B'chol Dovedoyer, in every generation, a person is obligated to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. So, each come Pesach night, each and every one of us is going to have to find how Yetzias Mitzrayim relates to ourselves personally. And we need to know, in what way does Yetzias Mitzrayim relate to us? Now, we find already in Parshas Miketz, and then going forward numerous times in the Torah, that the Egyptians worshipped animals. Now, it's very hard. It's a very hard concept to be able to understand. How in the world, how silly can a person be to worship animals? They worshipped animals to the point that the pasuk says that it was an abomination in Mitzrayim. Anyone who would be a shepherd, to be a shepherd of animals, was considered an abomination. Egyptians and Jews weren't allowed to eat at the same table, the pasuk says in Parshas Miketz, because eating meat is an abomination in Mitzrayim. And then in Parshas Parshas Vayera, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, we can't slaughter in the land because it's Toyavas Mitzrayim, it's an abomination to slaughter animals. So, what is it about animals that Egyptians worship. So, I think in order to understand this, we need to, I think it all depends on the following question. When we eat, for example, I'm using eating as an example of something we have an appetite for, but it applies to any physical appetite. But when we eat, are we bringing the food closer to Hashem? Or is the food dragging us further away from Hashem? Now, unfortunately, I believe in the majority of cases, the latter is true. I think when we follow our appetites, our appetites tend to drag us away from our connection to Hashem. And perhaps the Egyptians were being very truthful. And the Egyptians realized that the fact is that animalism, that our inner beast, is something that is more powerful than we are. It's something that we can't control. Quite the contrary, it seems that our inner beast is in control of us. Our animalism is in control of us. So therefore, the Egyptians held that it wasn't right for us to show any type of rule over animals in any way, not to shepherd them, not to slaughter them, not to eat them. After all, we are subservient to the animal. We're subservient to our own animalism. We're subservient to the beast within us. So the Egyptians, in other words, surrendered. They surrendered to the reality that we aren't in control of the inner beast, and quite the contrary, the inner beast is in control of us. That's what it means when the Torah HaKadosh tells us that the Egyptians worshipped the animal. They were totally subservient to the animal. And that is Shibud Mitzrayim. That is the slavery of Mitzrayim, not necessarily the slavery to Mitzrayim, it's the slavery of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was enslaved to their inner beast. Their inner beast was in full control. And they surrendered. They surrendered their control out of conceding to the reality that we can't control ourselves. So, Geula from the slavery of Mitzrayim, the redemption, the liberation from the slavery of Mitzrayim, was Klal Yisrael coming to the realization that it is not appropriate for a Yid to surrender to the beast. We understand that the Rebbeinu Shlom has given us the ability to be in control, and that the inner beast, which is our appetites and our passions and our desires, can't control us. We control our desires. And therefore, the way that Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to demonstrate, the way that Rebbeinu Shlom wanted us to demonstrate our liberation from the slavery of Mitzrayim was specifically through Korban Pesach, through specifically taking an animal and slaughtering it and eating it, demonstrating that we are in control of the animal. We are in control of the beast. The beast is not in control of us. And that's why, before Pesach, the Rebbeinu Shlomo introduces to us Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer of Karbonus. This is what Karbonus demonstrate. The purpose of Karbonus is that when a person sins, when a person has allowed his beast to take control of himself, and therefore the person has committed a sin, the way a carbon atones for the person is the person now is demonstrating and exclaiming through the carbon, I am now going to be in control of my beast. My beast will no longer be in control of me. That is how a carbon is machaper. And that's why Chazal tell us that bizman hazeh, that nowadays that we have no mizbeach, what atones for us? Shulchan shalad machaper olav. A person's table atones for him. When a person sits at their table and they're able to exhibit self-control, when a person shows that they are fully in control of their beast, that is the atonement for their averis, which came about through their beast taking control of them. So therefore, in order to show our freedom on our freedom from the servitude, from the slavery of Mitzrayim, the slavery that Mitzrayim had to the beast, to the inner beast, the way we demonstrate our freedom from that type of slavery is Pesach night. When the Beis Hamikdash was standing, we took meat and we ate it. We ate it because it's a mitzvah to eat it. We didn't eat it because we had an appetite to eat it. We didn't eat it because we had a desire to eat it. We ate it because it's a mitzvah to eat it. And that's how we show that we are in control. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave it. So there's a food type called meat, which gives a person a certain sense of satisfaction. We're not in it for the satisfaction. We're in control. There are those that have an appetite for starches. Not proteins, but starches, cookies and cake and bread and rolls and bagels and all that kind of stuff. And so the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, you're going to eat matzah. It's going to be a mitzvah to eat matzah. Not because you desire to eat it, not because you have an appetite to eat it, because you're going to eat it because there's a mitzvah to eat it. To show that you're in control of your inner beast. Then there are those that their appetite is for vegetables. Another food group, besides proteins and starches, another food group is vegetables. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, tonight you're going to eat more. Not because you have an appetite to eat it, not because you have a desire to eat it, because it's a mitzvah to eat it. You're going to show that you're in control. So we have meat, a mitzvah to eat meat, a mitzvah to eat matzah, a mitzvah to eat mar. And Chazal came along and said, but there's still something missing. What about all of the, what about alcohol? What about all of the addictive types of things that people are involved with? We need to show a sense of freedom there as well, that the addictions are not in control of us, that we're in control of them. So Chazal instituted, as in Chazal's words, zeicher l'cheirus, to show our cheirus, arba koisus, four koisus of wine, four cups of wine, to show that we are b'nei chayrim, we're free people. Nothing, no food or substance is in control of us. We don't have the shibud of Mitzrayim. That was the shibud of Mitzrayim was submission surrender to the beast within. We are in control of the beast. That's Cheres. That's what Pesach is about. In every generation. This has nothing to do with necessarily with Mitzrayim, even though we were never in Egypt. In every generation, we need to experience our own Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach night, we are going to declare our freedom by showing, by demonstrating that we are in control of our inner beast, and our inner beast is not in control of us. May Hashem help that by resolving and by exhibiting self-control, by Shulchan Shel Adam, by freeing ourselves from the galus to our inner beast, may the Rebbeinu Shel Olam take us out of assist us with our geula, and we should be zeicha to the geula shleima, v'vias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu amen.